This is Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Walker in Kelowna, where we broadcast at 88.9 FM. A group of Kelowna residents is renewing its call to build a new state-of-the-art performing arts center. In an open letter to City Council, the group's asking for a $26.2 million grant from the province to be put toward that center. This comes as council rubber stamps items on the final budget later today. Miles Bruckle is the president of Citizens for a New Performing Arts Center. He's also the founder of Ballet Kelowna and is in our studio this morning. Miles, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Kelowna has two theaters in the downtown core, the Community Theater and the Rotary Center. Why should there be another one?
Well, the theater is 60 years old. It's about replacing the current facility, and that facility is about 800 seats. Mm-hmm. That was 60 years ago. The city has grown tremendously, and we really have a demand for a larger theater and also one that's more current in its technical abilities to provide large shows and performances.
So outline the vision. I mean, if let's just pretend money is no object here for a moment and bureaucracy is no object, but imagine – what would you imagine would be the kind of facility that would suit downtown Kelowna now and for the next 60 years?
Well, we use the word iconic. It's an iconic building that shows Kelowna as it is today. They want Kelowna to be the number one mid-sized city in Canada. Well, something like this would set the city up for that. It would be something that would attract tourists. People would come here just to see it, take pictures. It would be seen on magazines, etc. It would really create an image that the city could use. It could complement the current Ogopogo.
So how much would a facility like this cost to build? Aside from being an architectural wonder, just the basics, how much would that cost to build?
City's done quite a few studies over the years, and so we're using that as guidance. The first number from the Colliers report in 2018 was $62 million. Mm-hmm. We did a study in capacity to reflect a larger theater. That came out at $73 million, and the latest number that the city provided, and they took the existing figure and used a growth factor to that, came up about $100 million.
Okay, $100 million, and you can imagine that would be $100 million and change if it took 5-10 years.
Okay. Yep.
Why is it worth spending that much money on a theater? Make the cost-benefit argument for us.
Well, not to go into the benefits of arts to our society, which we all know is great, and unfortunately it's always the neglected one, but there is an economic benefit to it. We had the Capstone report done by UBCO recently, and they only took a very narrow look at what it could do. But more seats drives more restaurants use, drives more hotel use, drives more people into the town, drives higher revenues. It just, it's a great economic benefit, if that's your question.
Yeah, and how can you help us understand how these things are funded? Like the breakdown of public, private, federal, provincial, city philanthropy, how does that work?
Normally, as opposed to sports that are 100% paid by your local government, these projects are usually a third, a third, a third. So a third is the city paying it. A third is actually fundraising from the public. You get major donors, et cetera. And a third comes from provincial and federal grants.
Okay. Now, the city says that the funds that I mentioned at the beginning, the $26 million, will be going towards replacing Parkinson Rec Center, and then they say other priorities. Make the argument that a performing arts center should take top priority.
We're not asking for top priority. We're okay. Only asking for a portion of the $26 million to the project off.
How much?
The city is very good at running these projects. There are different stages. The first stage, you do a study, which they've done. The next stage, you do your architectural work, and you move through and get bids. So, we just really need some seed money here, and I think the staff could best tell us what number that would be to kick the project off.
What kinds of things would that seed money do?
The seed money would help them organize things like the architectural drawings, get images done, get things prepared so that everybody could see what the presentation is, so that they could cost it, and so that they could raise the necessary funds from those groups that would provide support.
I know there was quite a bit of talk around the old RCMP site. Is there a piece of property that would be suited to this? Or would it be the same location as the Kelowna Community Theater?
Again, we're relying on the city studies that they've done in the past, and they've determined that the existing site, which is around 60,000 square feet, would work. The, mm-hmm. the footprint that they've got designed is around 43,000 square feet, so it fits on there as it is. We want to increase the capacity from 1,200 seats to potentially 1,600 seats, and all we have to do is go up. We don't have to expand. We don't need a larger site. We just need to put in two or three balconies.
This idea, as you say, has been bandied about for some time. There was quite a bit of lobbying done with the previous council, and now there's a new council with a slightly different kind of makeup. Has there been any difference in their in how responsive they've been to this idea?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because, yes, we are quite happy with the new council. They're much more supportive. You know, there's nothing definitive yet, but they've been very communicative, very supportive, and we're really feeling like something's going to happen this time.
What would the next step be then? Let's just assume that some of this money was carved out and for this purpose. What would be the next step?
Well, for the next step, the city has several steps that they go through when they do projects, and you've seen them with whatever major projects that mm-hmm. they do. But what we would like to see is we would like to see a task force created. Barrie, Ontario has got a task force that's working on a new center there, and a task force is something that's prepared only for a limited time and for a specific purpose, and that would bring together the focus on the theater, and it takes participants from the city, it takes participants from different interest groups that gets the job done and his ability to fix it and focus on it.
Do you have a timeline in mind?
Yesterday. You know, I'm not a young guy here. You know, I want to get in that theater one day.
It's been good to meet you and have you on the show this morning, Miles. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
Miles Bruckle is the president of Citizens for a New Performing Arts Center in Kelowna. We'd love to hear from you. 1-888-662-6628. You can email us, daybreakkelowna@cbc.ca.